Is it on the computer? Perfect.
There we go. Hello, hello,
Awesome.
hello.
Hello. We are super excited this morning. This is Grief Talk Cafe, and we're just so honored and humbled to have our guest here. And I will let Darlene introduce our guest because I just want to hear her. And remember, Grief Cafe is where we listen with the heart and with ears.
Yeah, so welcome, Andrea. And actually,
It's Adrian, and
Adrian,
I'll help you
sorry.
with the last name too. It's Ticky like sticky.
Okay, that's awesome, Adrian. Welcome so much. Welcome here. I mean, we have a little. We know you work with families with addictions, and we're so happy that you're here. Addictions is a huge issue that we have. Grief and loss plays such a big part in it. So we're so happy that you're coming here to join. So I'm just going to let you introduce yourself. Just a short introduction. Just tell us who you are.
Sure. So I'm Adrienne Tickey, and I am the co-owner and the creative mind behind Recovery Comes Home and co-owner of the Lodge at Delray Beach, which is with my husband. That's a 15-bed facility for males just out of treatment for drugs and alcohol. And the Recovery Comes Home is how we do recovery on Zoom with the families. It's connecting loved ones impacted by addiction as they heal together.
Awesome. Wow. You must have lots of amazing stories.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I could tell you an earful, but I know we are limited on time.
Yeah. So we're just going to share. So this again, we're talking about stories I feel we want to hear from you. And what is your story? What life event would you like to share with us?
So you can't tell by looking at me, but I actually was born with a chronic illness. I was born with a divided pancreas, and I didn't get diagnosed until I was 23 after I fell. The runner took me out on second base in a co-ed softball game, and I landed on my side. At 3 o'clock that morning, I thought I was dying. And I went to the hospital. I was admitted with a pancreas attack. I didn't even know what the pancreas did, but as it turns out, it's a very important organ. And I've spent the last 30 years in and out of the hospital. I've had a couple of comas, was in hospice for 3 months in 2008, paddled back to life in 2016. But I really want to hone in on that first coma. Because you don't know what you don't know. Grief, I lost me. I lost that old me, right? And I actually went to a grief group at my church, and they said that I couldn't attend that because I hadn't lost somebody. And I was like, well, I lost myself. Everything about my life up to 23 had changed. I was hanging out with my friends, going to work, doing the deal, and then everything changed to hospitals and doctors and procedures. 2001, I was only home, I think, 1 month out of that whole year. Every other month, I had a hospitalization. So you can grieve the loss of yourself.
Yes, very much. And so how did you feel? We want to know, grief is all about feelings. How did that feel when you lost yourself?
Wow. I felt like my world was caving in because nobody knows what to do with the people that survive.
Wow.
Like, for instance, I cried every time they came in to change my sheets. I was still intubated with a ventilator, and they turned me and it hurt to breathe. It actually physically hurt me to breathe because of the ventilator and the way you were on your side, right? But the nurses thought I was crying because I didn't want my sheets changed. So the first thing I did when I woke up, I said, number one, the hearing is the last thing to go, so watch what you say. Number two, if somebody's crying, they're not crying because you're changing their sheets. Figure out a way to communicate, right? Write ABC on a whiteboard. And then at least I can point out, because if you don't have any communication, you might as well be not here, right?
So it must have been very yeah, very frustrating not being able
disorienting, frustrating. I was the place where I was beautiful. I didn't want to be here. Honestly, I didn't want to be back in my body. It took me quite a while to, that's been 30 years ago now. So I've done a lot of personal development work, but yeah, it was exceptionally disorienting.
Thank you for
just getting back into regular life, right?
Yeah.
Just learning how to live again. When the news you're being told is that there's a chance you won't survive the night.
Okay.
You could have no attacks the rest of your life, or you could have attacks intermittently for the duration. Wow. And that's what I ended up with, intermittent attacks, for, they couldn't figure it out, you know, but I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about grieving and how to help the people that we serve now. I don't have addiction problems. I actually married someone that was in recovery. And my side of the story, the physical illness relates to what they're going through as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So you found a connection.
I can help the parents in like an insane way that that nobody else could, because I've been there on the other side.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're able, yeah, you're able to speak from your experience, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What are some intangible things you lost? Like what, yeah, what things
did you lose? Oh gosh, I lost friends. That's okay. Very, very similar to someone who's had someone die.
Uh-huh. You lost friends?
I lost friends. They don't serve beer in the hospital, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to come see a sick person. Right. And so you know how it goes. There's a good crowd of people in the beginning, yes. And then they go away.
Yes.
I lost relationships. I lost the ability to make a living for myself.
Wow.
Because you can't work if you're in the hospital. You can't say, you know, I'm going to have a pancreas attack in 2.5 weeks. Can I go ahead and schedule that off?
Yeah.
And even though that they're not supposed to fire you for being disabled, people do.
Yeah. What about dreams or expectations? What did you?
Yeah, I think, gosh, now I can look back at it 30 years later and say everything happened exactly the way that it was supposed to. But I didn't dream for a long time, you know. I didn't want to make plans for a long time because I didn't know if I could go through with them.
Yeah.
And I didn't want the disappointment of having to say, you know, I had friends that I lost because they just didn't understand that I couldn't come around anymore. You know, and that's an important note for all people. You know, friendships are supposed to be two-way.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think when something as tragic as grief happens, a lot of people just don't know what to say or do.
Yeah, so true. Right. And so they just leave. They just don't come back.
They leave or they say something inappropriate. I had an ER doctor tell me she wished she had my diet. You know, I'm like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
You know, I've been resuscitated more times than most people that I know. You know, that's got to be, I think it's people say things out of, not out of malice, but I think out of ignorance.
Yes. Yeah. That is so true. But it still hurts. It still,
sure
it still
does.
Impacts us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us what helped you. How did you get through your grief?
My faith is in God is paramount. I keep God first in my relationship. It's my relationship with God, then my husband, and then myself, and then all of our friends. Keep the priorities in order. It helped me to do a little bit of research about what I was going through, to look around to see if there were other people that were in my similar situation, because there's not a lot of us, but there are some.
Okay.
And I think that can be a good starting point for people is find a support group, you know, accept your situation, and prioritize action, then be brave enough to start over and over until you get it right. And then create a stellar support system. I think that's essential.
That is so important to have that connection, right? Because again, you lose all your friends. You lose that connection. So you have to find a new one. That's awesome.
It's very lonely. Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing. Mm-hmm. I was just listening and writing down notes. And one thing that came up for me is that you're so right. People don't know what to say. Or when they say something is wrong, and we find during that time, we actually lose relationships.
Yes.
And so it becomes even more lonely. So for our viewers who are listening, that's a key point, to just know what to say, what not to say. Mm-hmm. And even if, because we'll all say something that's not appropriate, instead of avoiding it, just confront it, because we don't want to create that division. Mm-hmm. And
that's right.
The person experiencing that loss, they're not alone.
Yeah, they're not alone. Right. It feels like it, you know, mm-hmm. but it's essential also to keep hope alive.
Yeah.
I think if you lose hope, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Always believe that things can get better tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And at Grief Talk here, we do like to say lessons learned. So this is a place where we share lessons learned through life and loss. And I'm just curious if you could just share one lesson that you learned from this experience that you'd like to share with our viewers, what would that be?
Not to take one moment for granted.
Oh.
I just not to take one moment for granted.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because you don't know how quickly it can be gone. Mm-hmm. And there's worse things than dying.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's amazing. And I love that you do the recovery homes and you can relate. Mm-hmm. Would you say this, like, just because you don't take any moment for granted, would you say this was a drive to be able to help other people?
Absolutely, a calling. I didn't want to do it. It's really funny. I told people in the beginning that we were in real estate management,
okay.
which wasn't a lie, but it wasn't telling them what we did because I was embarrassed. There's shame and stigma around addiction. And it took me, we've been open 15 years now, and it took me probably 5 to get my legs under me and realize, like, no, I don't have the addiction, but I can relate and help the families. And that's where I fit into this whole thing. My husband can help the addicts.
Mm-hmm.
He's really good with the guys in early recovery, mm-hmm. you know, but I'm able to help the families reconnect with some realistic expectations
mm-hmm.
Of how to restart your life. And we've got thousands of success stories that mm-hmm. people, you know, we've got lodge couples now and lodge babies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, people that have turned their life around under incredible odds.
Yeah. And I like how you talk again, anytime we've had a loss, it's that restarting our life, mm-hmm. right? That adjusting after the loss. How do we function? Because we aren't the same people, right?
We aren't.
And so thank you for sharing. You've done great. Right? You can look at you. I just see such a smile on your face, and I know mm-hmm. that you're helping people and touching lives. So thank you so much for
working. Yeah, it's really been a blessing to be with you guys. This is such important work that you're talking about, because we don't get taught how to do grief.
Mm-hmm. We don't.
You know, and thank God that I was just the person that I am, that I didn't let those things that other people said hold me back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that you
because it's easy to cling on to something that someone said in ignorance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
But even just bringing attention to this topic, I mean, you're doing such a great work in the world. You know, we all are grieving. We have all been through, especially after 2020. We have all been through serious life-changing illness
mm-hmm.
as a global community. And we need to really get together to get through that. and stay away from that divisiveness that you were talking about.
I love this so much. So if some of our viewers would like to reach you, did you have contact? Would you like to connect? Would like to hear more? You know, this podcast, we just have a limited time, but I can tell there's more stories, and would love to bring you back where we don't have the time limit. And we just talk more, because that's what our viewers want to hear. The deep dive. And
the deep dive.
And your story is so powerful. So tell me, how could we reach you? How could we, do you want to share your email with us? Or
that would be great. Yes. You can find me at recoverycomeshome.com. Mm-hmm. And my email is adrian@recoverycomeshome.com. Awesome. Or just go to Recovery Comes Home and you will be able to email me from there. That's easier to remember.
Mm-hmm. Let's do that, because I really want to have a deeper conversation with you.
Oh, I would love that.
This is where we share that when we talk about loss, it's just not loss of a loved one. But this right. is new. This is unique too. Mm-hmm. Loss of yourself.
Yourself.
Right?
Who do you go to? Who can I talk to then?
Exactly.
Where you know, there was nobody there to say, here, Adrian, here are the signposts. That's why I'm so passionate about what we do.
Yeah.
Is for people that don't have signposts, we're here to make those available.
Right.
But we can't make you go right or left.
No.
But we can help you get through. Because there's no getting around it or over it or under it, right? You just have to go through it and trust that tomorrow's going to be a better day. You know, I've had those moments where I was in the fetal position and I didn't know how much longer the grief was going to last, but hold on to hope.
Yes. I love that so much. Hold on to hope. Mm-hmm. So we are excited to bring you back. We're going to deeper on this and have more conversation. Thank you so much for matching with us.
Yes.
And we are excited. And as soon as this podcast goes live, we'll sure share with you an email so that you can share with family and friends.
I would love that. Thank you so much, ladies.
So until then, let's enjoy the day. This paraparusa. This is our first time doing this, and we are loving it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you're in for a treat. It's fun, isn't it?
It is fun. And you are a fast guest. Yes. So yes. We are thank honored you. And humbled. And we want to say thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
Okay, see you later.
Okay, see you soon. Bye-bye. Bye.